Why did Elimelech go and leave Eretz Yisrael? Now this is a part which we unfortunately, we're going to try our best to fit it in. Why did Elimelech go to Moab? Well, Elimelech was rich, and Elimelech was the leader of the people, and there was a famine in the land. Why would he leave? Wouldn't he stay to help? I mean, he's the one who could help people. Why did he leave? So Chazal tell us he left because he was stingy. He didn't want to give up his money. The problem is, we also know from the word Ephrasim in the Pasuk, we don't need to get into the details, but we know that Elimelech was a great tzaddik. Elimelech was a great righteous person. He wasn't a Rasha, he wasn't evil. He wasn't subject to the weaknesses that we have. If it were me, I'd be stingy, I understand that. But Elimelech, he was a great tzaddik. He was someone who was of the greatest of his generation. He could have been the ancestor of David HaMelech. He was married to the Tzadikus Navi. That he would be stingy? It's very difficult to accept that. So I'm going to explain to you what Chazal mean when they say he was stingy. As I've mentioned many times, whenever Chazal say something about a great tzaddik, and they point out a shortcoming, they point out a failure, we have to understand it's not on our level. It's on his level. Chazal are saying there was an element of stinginess in what he did. There was a nuance of stinginess that wasn't what was in the forefront of his mind. He had a whole other reason for what he did, why he did it. But Chazal are identifying that the reason why Hashem punished him when he got to Moab is because deep down there was a weakness there of stinginess on his level. So then why did he go? What was he thinking? Why did he go? Rus comes from Moab. Moab is a descendant of Lot. Lot, we know, as was mentioned before, his line had to find its way back into the Jewish people in royalty. How do we know that? How do we know that, I mean, we know it from hindsight, it happened. But before it happened, was it known that there had to be someone from the country of Moab that would join the Jewish people as a Gioras, as a convert? The answer is absolutely it was known. How do we know it was known? Because when the Jews came at the end of the 40 years, and they were traveling to go into Eretz Yisrael, and as you know, at the end of the 40 years, they came to Eretz Yisrael from the east. They had traveled up where Jordan is today, and they were coming from the east, crossing the Jordan River from the east to the west, to what we call the West Bank. They were coming from the east. When they were traveling up the eastern border, going north, they passed the country of Moab, and they passed the country of Ammon. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people, they are not to destroy Ammon and Moab. They are not to kill them out, even though they deserve to be killed out for the way they treated you. Ammon and Moab were not nice to us, and they deserve punishment. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people, do not destroy them. And the Gemara says in Baba Kamba, why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu not to destroy them? And the Gemara says, because Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, because there are shtei predos tovos. There are two, literally that means good birds, which means there are two good people who are going to come, one from Moab and one from Ammon, and join the Jewish people. And if you wipe them out now, then that will never happen. You must preserve Moab and Ammon so that that will happen in the future. So that eventually there will be a Rus who will come from Moab and marry into the Jewish people and produce David HaMelech. So that later on in history there will be a woman who comes from Ammon and marries Shlomo HaMelech, which is a different story. The great ones amongst the Jewish people knew. They knew that this had to happen. They knew that there was going to be a woman who would convert from Moab and join the Jewish people, and from her would come royalty. They knew it. There's something else they knew. As we mentioned, the Megillah of Rus starts with a famine. It says, "Vayehi b'meshpot hashoftim, vayehi ra'av ba'aretz." There was a famine in the land. as a fascinating targum on that pasuk. The targum says that there were 10 famines in the world since the creation of the world until Mashiach comes. There are 10 famines. Now, what does it mean there are 10 famines? There were many, many more than 10 famines. But what the Medrash means is that there were 10 significant famines, each one serving a purpose. There was one in the time of Adam HaRishon, after his sin. There was one in the time of Enosh, when he started to worship Avodah Zarah. There was one in the time of Avraham, as we know, that made him go down to Egypt. There was one in the time of Yitzchak, that made him go to the Plishtim. There was one in the time of Yaakov, which made us all go down to Egypt. And the Medrash goes through all the famines. The 10th famine, the Medrash says, hasn't happened yet. And it's a famine that will happen in the future. And the famine is not, as the Medrash says, "Olrav alechem lotzam alamayim." It's not a famine for food or a thirst for water. Kim lishmo as debrei Hashem. It's a famine to hear the word of Hashem. Meaning, we'll be starved to hear the word of Hashem. It could be that that's where we are now. But that's what happens before Mashiach comes. It could be that means the dearth of nevuah, of prophecy. I don't know exactly what it means, but it may mean that. Be that as it may, 10 famines. Each famine serves a purpose. The best one to bring out as an example, as I mentioned, is the famine in the time of Yaakov Avinu. That famine is eventually how we ended up in Egypt. Because the brothers had to go down to Egypt to buy food, and Yosef was down there, and the whole thing, one thing led to another, and we ended up in Egypt. Because we had to be in Egypt. That's what that famine did. Megillas Rus starts with a famine. This is one of the 10 famines. What was the purpose of this famine? Why did it happen? This is one of those significant famines. Well, we know why it happened in 2020 hindsight. See, the book starts with a famine. And it ends with what's the last words in the Megillah. V'Yishai Holid es David. And Yishai had David. The book starts with a famine and ends with David HaMelech. Because this famine's purpose was to bring about David HaMelech. That was the reason for the famine, was to bring about the circumstances necessary for David HaMelech to be born. The great ones of the Jewish people knew it. They were fully aware that this famine wasn't just a famine. This was the famine that was going to bring about David HaMelech. And so, now picture this scene. Elimelech, the great leader of the Jewish people, married to Naomi, waiting to see who's going to be the one to carry the torch, to be the ancestor of that king who's going to appear on the scene. We don't know. And then, there's a famine. And they're aware, this famine is what we've been waiting for. This famine is going to bring about David HaMelech. And we haven't yet had that connection to Moab. We haven't yet had that Gioras who's going to come from Moab and join us. Elimelech says, I'm going to help the Jewish people. I'm going to end this famine. You know how I'm going to end this famine? I'm going to take my family to Moab and find that woman. And that will end the famine. Because the whole purpose of the famine is to get that woman. So we'll go and help God out. We'll make it quick. Elimelech wasn't forsaking the people. Elimelech was helping the people. Let me go now and let me end the famine. Elimelech wasn't even wrong. He was right. The famine brought Rus back to Eretz Israel. That's what happened. He was right. Not the way he planned, but he was right. So where did he go wrong? Where he went wrong is, and this is a challenge for all of us, because Chazal say, "Bahani kvashi derachman alam amach." These hidden secrets of God, it's not our business. Meaning, God doesn't need our help. The Torah makes it very clear what our job is. Our job is, keep the Torah. Don't go trying to figure out how to go give God a hand. Hashem wants Rus to come from Moab to Eretz Yisrael. He'll figure out a way. That's not our problem. If there's a famine in the land, what does the Torah tell us to do? Well, we know what the Torah tells us to do. Help your fellow man. Reach out. Feed the hungry. Give chizuk, give strength to people. Visit the sick, help them out, do what you can. Daven, that the famine should end. That's what a Jew does with a famine. Not try to figure out all these complicated equations and figure out, oh, you know, I'll do this and that'll end the famine. That's not what Hashem is interested in. You do what you have to do, Hashem says, I'll do what I have to do. Elimelech was trying to hasten the process. And he did it for a good reason. But nevertheless, it wasn't the correct path. Chazal are identifying, why did he choose the wrong method? Why did he choose the method of going to Moab to try to find Rus, rather than helping the people? That's what they mean when they say that there was an element of stinginess. It wasn't overt stinginess. If you and I would have gone to Elimelech's door, believe me, we would have been treated like wealth. We would have been given food and we would have been given tzedakah, whatever we needed. We would have been helped out. He was a kind man. But there was an element, a very, very, very minor element of stinginess there in Elimelech. And that's why he chose the wrong method of helping the Jews, and that's why he was killed. But you know what? When the pasuk says, when the verse says, that when Naomi, after 10 years, and she loses her husband, she loses her sons, and she's left with only her daughters-in-law, she heard that the famine ended. The Targum says over there, quoting the Medrash, she heard that the famine ended, and the Targum says, why did the famine end after 10 years? In the zchus, in the merit of the tfilos, of the prayers of who? Of Boaz. Boaz ended the famine. Not by going to Moab to try to find Rus. He ended the famine by doing what he was supposed to do. Jeez, he davened, he helped people, he strengthened people, he was there for the people. He acted as a leader should act. He didn't leave the people. And as a result, the famine ended. In his chus, in his merit.